It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are live on Adobe Radio. I hope people listen live because they get like, you know, it's like a different show. Live and unlive. Live and recorded. Unlive. That's TS. I already said that. I'm Sasha. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram and all the other places. I don't know, maybe Social Club again? Anybody see that Social Club?
Eventually. Eventually.
Yeah. Eventually. I guess. Yeah, that was like big news. That Social Club is back. Good for them. I'm glad they're making it happen. And I am in New Jersey still for the day. Yeah, for the day. And I'll be back tomorrow. In LA. And TS is in LA.
I am in Los Angeles. The city. Brotherly love.
What the fuck do you even call that? What do you even call LA?
The city of angels.
Yeah, I guess it's the city of angels. Is that like, is it? Is there a slogan?
The official hot dog.
Official hot dog?
That's the official hot dog.
What? Why did you say hot dog?
Because
why?
I was thinking of the official hot dog of LA was the bacon wrapped hot dog, but I don't know why why it came out like that. I don't know. I think we need to be in the studio together.
Well, not the studio necessarily. Maybe the studio. Yeah, we haven't been to the Adobe Studios or no. I mean, we can do this. Lots of people do podcast. We did our podcast for many, many months.
We did.
I think it's because you just got a job for the first time in 45 years, I think. You haven't
it
worked.
Has been.
I think it's been just
a long
about
time.
4 score and 7 years ago was the last time that any of us had a job. I just got a job a couple months ago. Not in the cannabis industry, but on IW Radio. But you got a job in a weed shop.
I did. I got up early. I started today.
Yeah.
I got
so
up
maybe
early.
That's why.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I care. I do.
But I got a job in a cannabis shop. Finally, after, when was the last time I actually worked?
It wasn't that long ago. It was like the beginning of last year when everybody worked before. Because like you got fired right before COVID.
I did.
It wasn't COVID's fault that you got fired, but
it was not COVID's fault why I got fired.
But it was COVID's fault why you didn't get another job.
Absolutely. I mean,
no, it was. You were looking for jobs very actively.
I did. Like, I was there. I had like I think it resets after like a year, but at one point I had close to 100 applications on Indeed that I had put out.
You did.
And last time I checked, it was almost like 75 applications. So, I applied, man. I applied. It's not like for lack of effort.
I know.
You know, I probably applied to some places that I didn't give a fuck about working anyway. And they didn't call me. And if they did, they didn't fucking hire me.
Yeah.
So
fuck
now,
them. That's what
yeah,
I say.
Fuck them. But,
I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
I'm going to,
maybe I want to work for someone. Never mind. I take that back.
I got hired actually by one of the oldest shops in Hollywood, for sure. They're like definitely an original shop. It's one of the first shops that I actually went to in Hollywood, like back in the day.
Cool.
When you could actually dispense, you had big jars of flour.
Oh yeah.
And it was golden years of medical cannabis in Los Angeles.
Well, it's good that you're working for people who remember that as well, because nobody in the weed industry does very much.
It's true.
And it's in the management business.
It's true. And I think they actually, you know, they actually respected my time in the industry. And I think that's why dare I say.
I know, don't speak too soon, but
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what it sounded like. It sounds like a very, I mean, it, you know, we know of this dispensary and it sounds like they value having, you know, some veteran experience. So I'm excited to hear how it goes for you. Also, and I'm glad you got a job. And
thank you.
Now we are a legit weed podcast again. Because when I quit my job in cannabis, I was like, no, neither of us are working weed. How are we going to give the experience from the eyes? Because that was always our selling point. And then you got a job again at a dispensary. And then we just recounted what happened there. So now we're like real again.
We are. Our street cred is intact.
Back, baby. Well, if you're not working, like, I mean, I can't carry all the street cred. I can't carry any of the street cred.
I got you.
Thanks. I can do some of it. No, you always say you that I can. Cred. You didn't even
you
defend
can.
Me.
You got mad cred.
Why do you
cred?
Hate me today?
What?
Are you going to be...
I think it's because I woke up early. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I care.
And, you know, I'm a working man again. I got to get up early tomorrow. It's what people do. I've been off and on vacation for so long. I'm well rested though. Like getting up early is not an issue.
No. Well, I'm glad that you have to get up early. I'm actually up pretty early.
You don't ever sleep. So that's
right. That's usually my problem is I only sleep for like 3 hours and then I'm awake like as fuck. So, which is good, I guess, because I travel a lot. So you got to be awake for that. And I've been traveling a lot in the last 7 years. And I just came back from Florida. No, yeah, I came back from Florida and I'm in New Jersey right now. But I came from Los Angeles.
Yes.
What seems like 47 years ago. But it was only 10 years ago. Nope, it was 10 days ago. And I saw, we have to talk about this in like 1 minute because we have to get to Chuck Schumer. Okay. So we just took like 4 minutes like discovering who we were as co-hosts for a minute. And now we've got it down. Now it's time to do the show. No, we'll talk about New York in a second. So I was at LAX and I was kind of tripping because like, I mean, I really, truly, honest to God, had no weed on me. I was at the security line and right before you get to the security line, you know, you show your ID to the peeps and your ticket. And on those podiums where the peeps sit, there was like a sign, like a laminated sign. And it was like the transportation of any controlled substance, including, and this said this, vapes. I wanted to take a picture. I don't know why I didn't. Vapes, edibles, and it said something else that was clearly weed. Cartridges. It said like something that was very specific to weed. Didn't say weed. It just said controlled substances in vape form, edibles form. That means edibles, vapes, blah, blah, blah. And they had like pictures of it. It's strictly prohibited, federally illegal, and you will get your like, you know, you'll be kicked out of the fucking world. So I was like, and I didn't have anything on me. So I was glad, but I never do. And don't travel with weed ever. But at LAX, they went out of their way a couple years ago to say, we're not checking. And now, so I don't know what to do with this. And you even went, you checked and it says it.
I did.
You're not checking for 28 grand. Announce the rules. What
yeah, there's the right now, according to right now, Fly LAX, which has the official policy, and it says that California law allows individuals 21 years or older to possess up to 28.5 grams of marijuana, 8 grams of concentrates for personal consumption within the state law. The policy and procedures of the Los Angeles Airport Police Division regarding marijuana were updated to reflect this change, and officers who are California peace officers have no jurisdiction to arrest individuals if they are complying with state law.
Yeah, I mean that's an old thing. Like that, they haven't updated it. They haven't like said, you know, we're going to crack down or whatever. And listen, again, I do not advise traveling with weed. It is illegal and you will get in trouble apparently, but so don't do it. But it's weird that they went out of their way to say that they weren't checking and then went out of their way to be like, don't do it.
Just
you know
they,
what I mean?
Checking.
Like, what do you, why? Exactly. How would you know if I have anything, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, well, thank God I didn't. And in New York, they're not checking anymore either. Right. They just went out of their way to say,
yeah,
they're not checking.
in marijuana
no longer stop calling it marijuana. Cannabis is not is no longer seized at airport checkpoints in New York. Oh, it's no longer seized. Wait, what?
Well,
so they're checking for it, and then
Well, it goes on that it's no longer seized and, or making arrests or issuing tickets for low-level possession of travelers passing through Albany International Airport and other airports across the state.
Okay.
Highlighting the softening rules of cannabis as New York and dozens of other states have legalized for recreational or adult use.
Yeah, it says he said that the TSA said we just don't take it anymore. It's legal if not more than 3 ounces, and well, have a nice day. So they said that. So that's,
they're not looking
from the TA's mouth. But again, exercise mad caution because don't do it. Just literally don't do it. You'll figure it out. There's weed everywhere. It's illegal. it's legal everywhere. You'll find it. But I am I don't know what. The deal is there, I guess because maybe LAX is just letting people know within California, it's fine to travel.
I don't know. I mean, it's typical. It's typical of anything cannabis. I feel like it's, they tell you one thing and then they do a completely different thing. It's convoluted. I've got the TSA policy pulled up right here in front of me. There's no update, but yet there's a sign.
But there's some random
LAX,
thing
thing that says,
because they're probably seeing a lot of people bring, because they said it, they weren't checking. They're probably seeing a lot of it, and again, don't advise, but they did say we're not checking, assuming, I guess, within the state they said that. And now, when you put something out there like that, people are like, okay, cool, I guess, So I don't know. Just something to think about when you're traveling, like a weary traveler such as I. So moving right along, because we could talk about this for 4 hours, because I don't understand it. I really don't. It's like,
it's confusing as fuck.
The basic rule of thumb, just don't do it. But I also, as a person with a podcast, need to understand why say it and then just yell at me for it. Don't do that. So now the whole thing about this, the whole reason why it's federally illegal is because it's federally illegal. And the thing that needs to happen is it needs to be federally legal or decriminalized or descheduled, or something needs to happen. I don't know what that looks like literally, because everything that happens or comes out looks stupid. I don't even know. So Chuck Schumer a few days ago did his new version of the bill for basically legalizing marijuana, weed, cannabis. Fuck, what are you doing to me, New York Times? Basically legalizing cannabis. It did not get a good reception by anybody, really. The couple people are kind of optimistic, but it just was not received well. My thing is okay, he got it out there. I'm glad he's even talking about it. So I do, I'm never like that either. I'm usually like, fuck that. But I do feel, I didn't even think he was going to get before Congress. Did he go before Congress? Who did he go before? Who did he talk to?
It went through all of the.
The things?
Actually, it went through, who was the House?
The House, okay.
Who was controlled by the Democrats before? It was the House.
The House, yes. So he is chatting up about the bill, and even the people who wrote the bill are kind of I don't think they know what to do, because it's a really big issue, and it's vastly different across the United States how cannabis is regulated and dealt with, and we know that for factuals. So it's difficult to just be here's the deal, when so many states have been doing it and so many states haven't been doing it. So, I mean, I'm still interested to see what New York and New Jersey look like without ever doing weed doing it. So you kind of have to watch that stuff. That's my thing, really. And people who are in the industry are saying that they're not digging it either. People are this isn't good enough, right?
Has been bringing up the cannabis issue for many years now. He was he brought, sorry, I just got an alert that my This connection is unstable. Am I still with you? You froze for a second. Okay. Well, I should be okay.
Yeah, you're good now.
Chuck Schumer has been carrying the, holding the torch for cannabis for a long time. Now he has.
He's been into it.
And this new draft of this bill is called the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. It would remove marijuana from Controlled Substance Act, which is good. Begin regulating and taxing it.
I think I'm about to lose you again.
Placing some new federal rules on the industry. The state would be allowed to, like, each state would be allowed to set its own cannabis laws. Businesses and individuals in states that have legalized could, would be free for the first time to sell and consume without risk of federal punishment. They'd enact some kind of banking rules. But, you know, it's not... A lot of people are not really into the way it's written.
People from the industry, I think when you froze before, that's what I wanted to ask you about. The people.
Okay.
No, but you did a really good job explaining that. It sounds like a good plan, but I feel like there's just like on the surface, it sounds good. So like people in the industry are like, it doesn't do enough. Because there is a union that represents the United Food and Commercial Workers, they represent most of the workers in the cannabis industry, and they don't
in California.
Dig it. Yeah, they don't. They're not obsessed with it. They're like, there's not going to be enough done to support good paying cannabis jobs. They don't want it to be like a low wage agriculture situation where you can just kind of like, I mean, they don't want it to be corporate greed. They don't want it to be, you know, they don't want it to be a mass produced product. They don't want it to be farming in America, which is a fucking shit show. So they don't want it to be that. And I understand that completely. I mean, that's what we would be annoyed about too. If you make it, you know, like Chad cannabis everywhere in the USA, like that's what California went through. And that's just now kind of like just now I'd say is getting sunnier. You know, in California, like shops that have integrity are like sticking around. The shitty shops that came about during Prop 64, those turnkey shops, those are gone because they fucking sucked. So like the shops that like mean stuff are still around. I think like on a larger scale, that's going to be tough to like roll out. You know, like it was hard enough in California. Imagine like
the whole a federal rollout. Of cannabis.
Canada had some trouble too. Canada had a lot of trouble with it. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
I feel like it's okay now, right? I'm not quite sure. Canadians, tell us. Hey, we're on Canada.
We need some Canadian correspondence.
We do. We know people. We know people in Canada.
We do.
Get them on, and they'll talk to us about it. Cause, I'm curious if it's like good. I'm curious because it was not a good system for a minute, and we. It's different, but I feel like we are not like all of this is just not as thought out as I feel like it should be. And there's a lot of like snags that have to be thought about. And then there's, of course, your groups that come out and are like the states that have legalized it are seeing like an uptick in what is it like teen use and like where is it?
The smart approaches to marijuana.
Yes.
Smart. Approaches to marijuana.
Right, right.
You know, they want to limit this is fucking crazy too. They want to put caps on potency. And they want to, you know, ban and limit advertising, a ban on flavored products, and goods that are attractive to children. Sure, I could see like you don't want something that has like things that are attractive to children.
One thing they did say
I can get
was
on board with that.
Also, one thing they said was to propose ways to stop the tobacco and alcohol industry from monopolizing the market. That's not the worst idea.
No, that's a good idea too.
But all the other shit is dumb.
Yes, it is. Limiting potency is fucking stupid.
Yeah, just test it and see what you know what I mean. That's dumb as hell. And the whole like states that commercialize the drug like. Go easy. Are seeing rising rates of youth use, hospitalizations. I mean, unless we're talking about cannabis hypermesis, different story. that is a different story, you know, and we need to know more about that. And we can't because we don't know about that yet. So that's a whole other issue. But hospitalizations, that sounds a little reefer madnessy to me. Poison center calls, also reefer madnessy.
What? Who
and
calls
other negative
control?
Outcomes. Other negative outcomes. AKA I took 60 edibles and, you know, I'm seeing Jesus. And that's not saying there aren't real psychosis or cannabis hypermesises. There are those real things and those need to be addressed. And you know, you know how we feel about that. But the point is don't demonize cannabis because of those things. Learn about cannabis because of all the good that it does. And it also does those things, right? You know?
Yeah.
This bill doesn't seem, this ain't it. I don't think this is it.
This is why this fucking annoys me, is because, you know, Chuck Schumer, God bless you. Thank you for doing this over and over again. But we need to get one right. We can't just keep introducing bills into Congress that don't make much sense and then hoping that they figure it out down the line. We need to draft a proposal for the federal government that makes sense, that's all inclusive, that includes your social equity, includes not letting tobacco and alcohol companies have a monopoly, fair wages for people. I mentioned social equity. I like expunging records, getting, it's like, again, that's very important.
It is.
You know, getting all the things, all the positive things that cannabis, research, money for research, releasing people from federal prison, that stuff needs to start immediately. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, include all of these things in a bill, reasonable amounts of taxes too, because the talk of a cannabis bill federally that's going to tax us even further into the already, I didn't even know this, it's 37% in Los Angeles now. It was 35%. I've been out of it for a couple of almost 18 months
years
or so now, and it's gone up 2% more that I was informed today. I was
it's
like,
expensive, 35. Man.
They're like, oh no, bro, it's 37% taxes.
Weed
for
is
you, my
very
friend.
Expensive. Like,
so
it's
yeah.
very expensive. And
adding
it's
another,
not cool.
Adding another federal tax,
come on,
to our already heavily taxed cannabis products in California, that doesn't make sense for
the
California industry, for sure.
No,
you're just leaving too much space for a black market with all of that.
100%. That's a really good point, which just feeds into the fucking system. Okay, you want to create a cannabis culture so difficult to be a part of and partake in and support that you're going to create a black market, which is highly illegal. And you're going to have a very good excuse to arrest them because it's illegal. And you said so because it's regulated. So, and it's out there straight up. So this is just a fucking recipe for me to be a conspiracy theorist, apparently. But no, I'm not wrong about that. Right.
No,
that's what they do.
It's
and it's
the
like
truth.
Not. Like, it's cannabis needs to not be the thing that we do that with anymore. Like, we can't use it as so by the way, the mayoral race did not happen in New York. It was a primary that happened, which I didn't realize. People I know listen to the show. Thank you, nobody, for correcting me about not knowing shit about where I'm from.
Do
you know who the
Republican
nominee is?
I have no idea.
The Republican nominee is what's his name? The Guardian Angel guy.
Oh, really? He got the.
He's a fucking clown town. Yeah, he got. So yeah, now they're going. Obviously, it's going to be. Oh, I don't know anybody's name. It's going to be the other guy who's better. But why did I bring that up? Oh, because this guy was a Guardian Angel during fucking Stop and Frisk. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that needs to be tackled in each state. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just remember, I saw he was, talking on the news today. And I was like, I remember this fucking idiot saying he was a guardian angel and was just profiling poor kids in the fucking subway. You know what I mean? We did a lot of wrong with this, and it needs to be righted. This isn't it.
Okay. I mean, I was going to dig into the guardian angels for a second, but I thought they were there to protect the people, like from both as observers of crime and observers of
the police. I gotta say, like, it was during a time where like New York really was going through it, so they probably did a lot of good, but it just became profiling. You know what I mean? Like that's all that era of New York became, because they did, but it also, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just annoyed that he was there, because I remember during that era, there was a lot of my friends getting arrested for weed. And maybe that wasn't his fault, but it was during that era of time. So that was my thing. Maybe there are good guardian angels out there. I don't fucking know, but this guy's a Trump supporter. clown fucking, don't you know that? Like, he's like a
avid
Trump supporter.
I didn't. The whole primary election in New York was confusing as fuck.
Right, and now we have that.
When you voted for your top four.
Yeah, exactly. Four, it was like picks. American Idol, and then
it was. Yeah, we're kicking out the bottom two. On this special episode of Who Wants to Be the Mayor of New York.
Yeah. So we got a long way to go in every single way, shape, and form. I'm glad that Chucky Shoe. Chucky Shoe keeps coming out. He keeps coming out for the cause, but this ain't it, my good friend. Not back to the drawing board. I mean, you have a pretty good drawing board already, Chucky Shoe. You know, we're still available for
consultations. Just give us
back
a
in the business, man.
DM us, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, slide into our
DM
DMs.
Us, the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yeah, on Instagram. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then come back. And then this is fun. We're going to talk about something fun. We're going to talk about the 2021. This is a good, it's from the Chicago Tribune. And it's the 2021 guide to weed around the world. So this is funsies, I think. This is a fun
around thing. The world, around the world.
Okay.
That was terrible. Don't sing. Don't do it.
You can sing if you want.
I didn't warm up. That was the problem.
Yeah. Do your vocal exercises during the break. And then for the podcast, I'll play that song. How about that?
Okay. Beautiful.
Gummies, 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 I got gummies. Do you want some gummies? It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
And we're back.
We're back.
Okay. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's DS.
And that's Sasha.
And we're live on IW Radio. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're doing the world thing. So, yeah. Okay.
It's summertime. People are traveling.
Yes, they are.
Here's your guide to cannabis laws around the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, if you're going, obviously, travel is up now. So if you're going to Europe, Europe is pretty weird. Like, it's, you know, we talk about it sometimes, often, actually, and it's pretty illegal in most places, but like, I guess Czech Republic, Portugal, Russia is decriminalized in. Did you know that?
I did not. I've never actually been to Russia.
No, neither have I.
I've been to Portugal.
Have you been to Croatia?
I've been to Croatia. I've been to Spain. I haven't been to the Ukraine. I've been to Switzerland. I actually bought like an ounce of legal bud in Switzerland on my birthday. That was my 25th birthday. I went to the store. There was weed plants everywhere, and I bought an ounce. Wasn't very good, but we smoked it all on my birthday that day.
That was in Switzerland? That was a long time ago.
I think Zurich.
It wasn't a long time ago. It was a slightly long time ago. Not that long. But it was long enough that it was before like weed was like acceptable.
Oh, totally. Like, they had something going on in Switzerland that was like decriminalized way back then.
So they've been doing it, but really mostly around Europe, it's rough to find weed. People don't like the smell in Europe. They're very vocal about that. So I guess it looks like Turkey, if you're going to Turkey at any point, they used to be really, really, really strict about it. Now they're like, but it's just advised that you don't take it with you when you're visiting the country. It's advised that you don't take weed with you when you're visiting
Or if anybody has seen Midnight Express, I would not recommend taking cannabis or hash out of the country. No. And watch Midnight Express if you have any any hesitations or yes, any ideas.
It'll learn you. So I guess it looks like Europe is just rough. It's just rough. If you get it, and you're going to, especially, I mean, this goes into like, if you want to sell it,
that's just crazy.
This is like, if you buy cannabis, this is in the Tribune. It's if you buy cannabis to share with a group of people in Europe, you should quickly divide it into smaller quantities before the police search. Like, thank you, Chicago Tribune, for the looks, but like, don't do that. Please don't distribute weed in Europe. Please don't do that. Oh my God. What a weird thing to say in your article.
This like, clearly state that it's for personal use. Where is that? Is that like if you buy a bunch, like, and it's not recommended, even if you buy a little bit or a lot in Amsterdam or Holland.
Right. It's probably like if you buy a shit ton, you know, you're going back to the United States and you won't be able to get it back there or something. Maybe you just want to like offload it. So you're just selling it to your homies, but like, don't do that. Because you're a drug dealer and Europe doesn't like those things. So I guess, yeah, mostly in Europe, unless it's like those countries, just be careful. If you find it and you trust it, then do it. Please don't sell it to anybody, but just be careful across country lines, man. It's rough in Europe. We talk about that all the time. It's rough. It's a bummer. If you're going to Europe and you like smoke a lot of weed, like I did, you're just not gonna be able to. I just didn't smoke. It was 2 weeks and I kind of took a tolerance break, which sucked. But it was
probably fine. Find more hash than in Europe than actual
that's
flour.
True. Yeah. So okay, moving right along.
Okay.
To America and Canada. We know the deal with those things. It says obviously, as you know, just stay in states where it's legal. But even then, it says to be discreet, which what the fuck?
There was actually, it was because it was on the blacklist today. And there's always questions. The dude gets inundated his DM. So one of the questions, and he posts some of the questions, and it said, which states are safe to drive cannabis back from California through? And from east to west coast, and it said, like don't do it east of the Mississippi or west of the Mississippi.
It's true. So,
it's true. Like
I wouldn't. I didn't. I was like very scared. Like it's still
state to state.
What it is, yeah. And even in states where it's legal, it's still kind of a pain in the ass. Like, not gonna lie. Like obviously, like it's. We're blessed, hashtag, to be in California, duh. But it's still, like, I still feel like I'm going to get some shit when I light up in certain places because of how precious people are about it. So wherever you are, you could be considered a nuisance because cannabis has a shitty stigma. So if you're smoking weed, you're that guy, which is fucking ridiculous. And we're doing our best, you know, to destigmatize cannabis. We are. We're doing our best. But this is where we are. So just be careful wherever you are. Do not cross the state lines. Do not fly, as we learned. They are still watching. So fucking stay in your lane. Do what you have to do. Get it locally. It's hard and it sucks, but gross. But you know, just be careful with yourself. So South America. Oh, Canada. We know Canada all across the country.
Canada's pretty friendly.
They're friendly. They're doing it through the government. So you gotta just can do it where you can. Yeah, if it says no smoking, you can't smoke there.
They actually have designated cannabis smoking areas in Vancouver.
Oh, that's
And it says, like, you can vape, you can smoke cannabis, you can smoke cigarettes, or not smoke cigarettes. I don't know. There was a distinction made in Vancouver for sure.
Cool.
With designated smoking areas. So, you know.
Canada, you're fine. They spell it right out for you. South America, they're accepting. It's decriminalized in a lot of countries there. Cultivation is highly legal. Sales is illegal. So it's pretty standard in South America. So I feel like South America is just like, don't bring it there, you know, but if you find it there, then it's probably decent. Jamaica, it's literally part of their culture. It's celebrated. It's legal or kind of legal. So if like you're looking to celebrate, you know, that sort of thing, like Jamaica, Costa Rica, Mexico, I got some pretty good weed in Mexico, Peru, Mexico, Belize.
Yeah. Mexico is actually like they've legalized, but their government's sort of dragging their feet on the legalization. So,
right.
The government's saying that people can start growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They're like unofficially like going for it, you know? I don't know like what
their licensing process is sort of stalled or has been hampered some way, but the country is like, just go ahead and
just do it. Just get growing. On it because it's probably profitable for everybody at that point. And, like black market in Mexico, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like if like regulating cannabis would make the black market or vice versa, you know? So I think that's like the best way for them to go about it. So I'm glad, you know, if you're in Mexico, just again, issues. Be careful. Like I'd rather you didn't travel over the border with any drugs. So when you're there, you'll probably be able to find it. That's the good news about these countries. You don't have to bring it. So don't. So you can find it in Argentina, Ecuador, and Uruguay. You can find it. So if you're going to Mexico, be confident and careful, please. But it will, there's a lot of people going to Mexico, that have been this summer because it's beautiful. And, I felt really good about, getting weed there and I did. And it was like, I don't know what it was from, but it was good.
It was green.
It was green as fuck. It was green. Nice. It had a couple seeds in it, but, it was good. My little dude, he like rolled it into joints for me. It was adorable and gave me some loose weedsies. And, I bought a pipe and I was like, happy as can be. It was great. I forgot how many pesos it was. I can't remember. I had to go to like an ATM.
You didn't pay American dollars?
No. He was on that pesos. Like he was like,
okay.
He's like, I don't want your American dollars. Get them shits out of my face.
Peso pal?
Yeah, I did. I had to go to like whatever it was.
Peso mo.
I was like, I got you. But no, it was great. So we only have a few minutes. But Middle East and Asia. Okay, so don't... when you're in the Middle East or Asia, it's illegal. South Korea can be used for medicinal purposes. I don't think I knew that. Korea is used for medicinal. Yeah. It's legal in North Korea. There's a rumor, but who the fuck would know? Because we don't know what's legal and illegal over there, but there is a rumor that weed is legal up there. Rumors. I have heard that. I think that was in, the dictator. I think they talked about that in that movie.
Yeah. I mean, I think they are into some shady business in Korea, allegedly, including drug trafficking.
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows what North Korea is doing? Cause they don't, you know, like
the hermit country. So,
right. Fascinating. Maybe if you're in North Korea and you have access to weed, fucking smoke it, but like only make sure that you are allowed to smoke it. Please, please, please. Like if you're in North Korea on some crazy chance that you're doing a tour and like you're with like the workers of the tour and they offer you weed, it's probably safe, but who knows? Maybe don't smoke it. Maybe it's a trap. I don't know. I don't know what happens there. But South Korea, it's legal for medicinal purposes. So that does make me feel like it might be legal up in North Korea because they, you know, they're like, yeah, we can do whatever we want. We have legal weed. So that's my opinion on North Korea. Okay, so Middle East and Asia is mostly, please don't.
It is a huge
In Japan, Malaysia, offense. Pakistan, parts of Korea, and Singapore, it is not legal to touch weed. So you cannot touch it. So don't.
In Japan, there's a picture of it. Of several things. It's a pot leaf, like a syringe and a Playboy magazine, and you're not allowed to have any of those things. Singapore, it said prescription medication without a prescription is the death penalty. So everybody was like running to the restroom to flush their stashes.
Wow. Holy shit. That's
So that terrifying. Was fucking scary. It's in red and it's on your boarding, your disembarkation card that you read, and you have to sign it. It's like, I don't have any of these things. And if you do and you're caught, you will be put to death. So if you're going to Singapore, just forget it.
Okay.
Just drink legal alcohol.
Please, please. So, okay. So we only have a couple minutes. Fuck. Australia, New Zealand, and Africa. Australia is doing their best. They actually first legalized medicinal weed, so they were like big on reform. They're a little stalled, but they're doing their best. It's decriminalized and it's very accepted within the culture. I think it's grown exponentially. Yeah. And since you've been there, I think it's grown exponentially in the last like 7-8 years, honestly. Like I think the Australia market is actually going to be in a good place very soon.
Australia is all about freedom and freedom of choice.
Of course. Yes, exactly. So that like it just I think took a minute for them to really grasp it.
Yeah,
but I was talking to a couple of Australians that I know and they're like, yeah, it's exactly to get on paper and to get it, you know, to get it like this is our freedom and this is our choice and we get to do this. But the people who I was talking to, my Aussie friends, they were like feeling very optimistic about it. So I do want to talk about Africa really quick. So there is not a lot of weed related laws that are enforced. It depends on where you are. Nigeria and Ethiopia, you don't want to be caught with it. South Africa, it's safe to use in South Africa. But think about your geography. It would make sense for it to be okay to use in South Africa. Maybe not so much in Ethiopia. Like, so, you know, if you're like
one of our favorite strains of all time came from South Africa.
What was it?
Durban Poison. Yeah. The root of all of our favorite strains.
Boy, do we love Durban Poison. Thank you, South Africa. Thank you. Well, they're doing it right. Let's see. Morocco, Ghana, Egypt, Malawi, and Kenya are considering it. Those are actually very highly populated and visited countries. So if you're going over there, just be optimistic about it all. And the last is Antarctica. They said that...
What?
Yeah, they said that it's kind of lawless up there, so they're just kind of like, do whatever you want, but also know that like if you do have cannabis on you and whoever you're dealing with isn't about that life, you could get in trouble because it's lawless. So there's nothing that says you can, nothing that says you can't.
I think the only way that you can actually get to Antarctica is like on some sort of government.
Is that right?
Like some sort of government.
I don't think I knew that.
Like research, like it's all research down there. Like I can't get like a Southwest flight to Antarctica and bring my weed down there. I think you have to go on like some sort of government vessel to actually get there and be sponsored, I suppose. I watched a few documentaries. It seems like if I was going to be stranded in Antarctica, I'm probably going to need a good QP with me and some concentrates.
Well,
and if it's lawless, then.
Around the world. The nerds took you around the world. The bottom line is be careful wherever you are because cannabis is still considered a drug. It's still considered a Schedule I drug in the country that we live in and probably where you are too. So if you're lucky enough to be in a country that is completely accepting it, that's great for you. But we'll get there. All the countries will get there. The whole world will be turning green soon. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to huff and puff about high weed prices. this show is like, it didn't mean for it to be as curmudgeonly as it is, but we're the curmudgeons.
Here we are.
It's what we do. We'll be right back.
The final huff and puff with TS and Sasha.
It's the final huff and puff. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I can now.
Okay. I'm back. It's the final half puff. That's Diaz.
And that's Sasha.
And it's the final half puff. Like I said, I think that's why I keep saying, and that's all I have to say about that is because I keep repeating myself because I'm very tired. So it's the final huff and puff. I Forgot. Oh yeah, it's the okay, the ridiculous price of medical marijuana. Please stop saying marijuana. Leaves patients scrambling. So weed is expensive. Now that somebody's working in a dispensary, I think somebody's been making a discount version.
Yeah, it's a true story. True story. Waiting on my probationary period to end. Got 29 more days to go.
I miss that shit so much.
Yeah, me too. For real. Like, it was, it's totally worth it for the amount that we consume of cannabis.
So this article says, okay, this article saying, like in Minnesota, it starts out at, which is strange that it starts in Minnesota, but it does. And, this one dude is saying like it's medicinal there, but it's very expensive. So because I guess they don't use a compassion program or anything. It's just he said he spends. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said he spends $125 to $150 a month on black market weed. So he's already buying it on the black market, because if he did, he would be spending $500 a month. Homie, that is
crazy,
like a
man.
One trip. And that is a one trip. To cookies, you know what I mean? Like $500 a month.
Yeah.
Like that's like in LA. Like I feel like I sometimes spend $500 every 2 weeks, or I'm in danger of spending $500 every 2 weeks if because I can't do that. That's not sustainable. And he needs it for like it's medicinal. Like
it is. I want to know the amounts. So maybe he's getting a half ounce or an ounce for $150.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about the cost of cards.
Oh yeah, and this is interesting because I was digging into this earlier, that the cost of actual doctor's recommendations and medical marijuana programs in certain states is a little bit prohibited. For example, it costs. In Minnesota, it's about $200 for a medical recommendation. $200. Adult use is still illegal, but possession is decriminalized. So there's definitely a black market in Minnesota, but for people that actually need medical cannabis, $200 is for a doctor's recommendation. It's kind of steep.
That's expensive.
It is. Doctor's recommendations really went down to like $25 in California.
Mm-hmm. You can get them for the cheapsies.
When medical was really the only option we had. Mm-hmm. It's actually gone up. It says California.
It has.
My doctor is charging me $150 now. And it was $100 back in the day. And I went to him because I've been going to him forever. And he said, well, this time I was like, dude, it was $100 last year. He's like, well, can you name? I haven't raised my prices in 17 years. So I was like, can you name one thing that hasn't gone up in 17 years? I was like, no, I cannot. But apparently, according to this article, it cannot be more than $100.
Oh, really?
For a recommendation. So I don't know.
Really?
I might have to forward this article to him.
Wait, who says it can't be?
When you go down to the bottom, it says, what does a medical marijuana cost in your state? So it has the breakdown of the costs in all 50 states here. So, I mean, $200 for a medical recommendation in Minnesota, Missouri. Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
It's Minnesota. So $200 in Minnesota is pretty steep.
Yeah. The weird thing is, well, first of all, they don't even use flower in Minnesota yet. So they're using THC pills and oil. And it's supposed to change next year. But the thing about this is, like, it's just talking about the Minnesota medicinal cannabis stuff, which is very steep. Don't get me wrong. But I thought this was going to be more of an article about recreational and taxing and, like, how I spend, how the price of weed certainly went up. And then on top of it, we're spending 37% in tax. Like, That is crazy. It is banana nut bread, the amount of money that if you go and you want to get top shelf weed, you know you're going to pay a lot of money. We talk about that all the time. You pay top shelf money, you're going to get top shelf weed. So that's not my problem. It's like all the weed is a little bit more expensive. And then on top of it, we're being taxed up the bum. And I'm not even sure, like, for what. So except for the expunging. So it's pretty steep right now to buy weed legally, whether it's medicinal in your state or not, or recreational everywhere. And I'm not sure how that is changed, especially if your doctor's like, oh, I never raised my prices. Like, obviously he's raising his prices because he can. And I don't know, like, how that gets better. Because weed is lucrative, you know, like, of course people do it for the love of weed, but people do it, you know, because of money. So it's hard. It's hard to need your medicine. Like, for me, I have a really tough time, like, when I get to checkout being like, oh, my God, like, this is, like, my entire paycheck for the month. And that sucks, you know, like, so it sucks. And I don't encourage anybody to go to the black market, but it is cheaper. I don't know what you're getting, but it's cheaper, relatively.
He pays $125 to $150 per month versus $500.
So yeah,
that's insane.
That's cheaper.
That's insane.
I don't know what to say, but I mean, we're not happy about it. It sucks. We talk about how we miss compassion all the time. I miss giving away weed. I really do. I miss it a lot. It was always very nice to be able to do that and to, like, charge people who come for medicine.
Being able to give deep discounts. Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. It sucks. So yeah, that was our Huff and Puff. That was our show. We pulled it out. I feel like saying that is gross. Like, we pulled it out of our butt.
Pulled it out.
But I think it's more, we pulled it out of our hat.
It's like a rabbit.
Like a rabbit. Follow us on Twitter. I almost said that's DS. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Everywhere else, we're Cool Nerd Weed Show on the Instagrams. Find us. We'll be on all the other weed platforms and such. And we love you, Adobe. Thank you so much, Adobe. And
don't panic.
It's medicated. It's organic. I literally almost said that. It's organic. See you next week. Bye.